The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Danco, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Danco, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. Marston, having forced the Planet Man to divulge the secrets of the Dimension Warper, has just delivered an ultimatum to the League of Planets. He has caused the third moon of Jupiter to disappear. Judge Augustus, Flat, and the Planet Man, recovered from the effects of the hypno-ray, are talking.
You think it's some kind of trick?
No, Flats, it's no trick. With the Dimension Warper under his control, Marston rules the solar system.
Why should he fool with the moons of Jupiter? Most of them are uninhabited.
What he can do with the moons of Jupiter, Flats, he can do with any planet or moon in the solar system. He was just giving a demonstration of his power.
What's he going to do with it? Where is it now?
Well, I think you'll find out in a moment, Flats.
I'll bet that's Marston now.
Peoples of the solar system, watch and you will see the conclusive proof of Marston's power. On the screen of your communicator now is the sun. Watch it. See what happens to Jupiter's third moon.
What's he up to now?
Just watch, Flats, and you'll see.
Yeah, that's the sun, all right. Hey, what's that? Look at the way it's flaring up there.
That burst of fire you just saw was all that's left of the third moon of Jupiter. Nothing remains now but flaming gas. Now you know what will happen to any planet, any moon, any segment of the solar system that dares to defy the desires of Marston. I, Marston, will be your ruler from now on. My word will be your command. My agents in the League of Planets will make themselves known to you. Their commands will be obeyed, for their commands will be mine. Any disobedience will be punished. Marston alone knows the road to triumph and glory, and now the solar system shall follow Marston. Remember and obey.
Boy, listen to that big mouth, Danco. I'd love to flatten his nose.
I know how you feel, Flats, but anger will get us nowhere.
Come with me.
Well, where are we going, Judge Augustus?
Come on. You'll find out.
Where are we going, Judge?
Just follow me, Flats, and don't ask any questions from here.
Yeah. Say, look, what's this all about?
I can tell you now, Flats. I'm sorry I had to be so mysterious before. But we know Marston has the spy ray, and I was afraid that anything I said would be overheard.
But won't Marston be able to spy here, too, sir?
Yeah, how about that, Judge?
No, Danco. Fortunately, our scientists discovered a way of shielding an area against the spy ray. There wasn't time enough to guard more than this one room. But here we're safe from Marston's prying eyes.
Okay, so we're safe from his prying eyes. That still doesn't give us any answer. What are we going to do? Just sit here and feel sorry for each other?
Just take it easy for a minute, Flats. I'm sure Judge Augustus has a reason for bringing us here.
Marston! Marston, come here at once!
What is the matter this time, Qual? What are you worrying about now?
Either something's gone wrong with the spy ray or they found some way on Planaria Rex of blocking it.
What are you talking about?
See for yourself.
See? Well, there's nothing to see. The screen is blank.
That's just it, Marston. I've been watching Planet Man and Judge Augustus and that Earth Man. I'm sure they're up to something. I could see and hear them perfectly, and now I can get nothing on the spy ray.
Well, I have told you before not to bother me with these stupid details. Even if you are right, and they have discovered some way of shielding themselves against the spy ray, what difference does it make? It's too late now for Judge Augustus or any of those fools to do anything. They are caught in the web of Marston's power, and if they don't know it yet, they'll find out soon enough. Come with me, Quarles.
Yes, Marston.
What's this all about, Judge? Have you got some trick up your sleeve?
I hope so, Slats. I'm not sure, but it's the only chance we have. Dantro has probably forgotten, but for several years now, one of our most important projects here in Planaria Rex has been an attempt to develop the astral drive.
Astral drive? What's that?
Be patient, Slats, and you'll find out.
Oh, excuse me, Judge. You go ahead.
It's all right, Slats. I know it doesn't mean much unless you know the story. It boils down to this. We've known for many years that there was a limitation on the speed which could be obtained by any object in normal space. And our scientists have been doing research with an attempt to develop a drive which would enable ships to operate in hyperspace.
Sounds like some kind of disease.
Oh, actually, it's a dimensional question. It operates in the same fashion that machine Marston has control of works. In any event, the experiments were successful.
You mean that we actually have developed an astral drive?
That's right, Dan.
And look, this is all over my head. What does it mean in just simple language?
It means, Slats, that the stars themselves are within our reach. We no longer are limited to the solar system. For the astral drive, we can reach any star in the universe.
Maybe I'm a wet blanket, but I still don't get it. So we can reach any star in the universe. Well, how does that help us with Marston running the solar system? We can run away from him, but that's not exactly what I thought you had in mind.
What does Judge Augustus have in mind? And if his plan is workable, will it be too late to stop Marston? We'll be back in a moment, so level off. When we left Judge Augustus, he was trying to explain to Danto and Slats the working of a new astral drive and how it might be used to stop Marston's bid to conquer the solar system.
Maybe I'm just sick, Judge, but I still don't get it. Maybe the fact that we can go to any star is important, but I can't see how that helps us against Marston.
I hate to seem dense, Judge, but I don't understand what you're getting at either.
I'm not trying to be secretive. It's just that I've forgotten that you and Slats have been away from Planaria Rex for a while. The astral drive is just part of what I want to tell you about. As you know, we've had another project underway. Some of our top scientists and archaeologists have been trying to decipher the writings of the ancient race.
You mean the guys who left all those machines back on Mars? I thought they were dead.
So did we, Slats. But we found out differently.
You mean you've deciphered their writing?
Some of it. Enough of it to know that the race did not become extinct.
Would somebody mind telling me what this is all about?
In good time, Slats. Just be patient. It all adds up.
Adds up to what?
Just this, Slats. The race that evolved the machines that Marston controlled did not die out. They only left the solar system.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure, Dantro. We haven't gotten the whole answer yet, but what we've been able to figure out so far points to just that.
Wait a minute. I think I begin to get it. If the astral drive will take us to another star system, and if the guys who work out the machines that Marston controls are there, then all we have to do is find them and get them to tell us how to stop the dimension warp.
Exactly, Slats. I hate to give you an assignment with so little information.
Well, there's no other recourse, Judge Augustus. We'll just have to take the chance. Are you with me, Slats?
You know better than that, Danto.
Yes?
Judge Augustus?
This is Judge Augustus speaking.
Marston has been trying to reach you on the interplanetary communicator. He demands that you contact him at once.
I'll be right there.
Why don't you just ignore him?
There's no point in angering Marston unnecessarily, Slats. You might as well accept the fact that he's running things for the moment. I better see what he wants. Meanwhile, you and Dantro better start thinking about the matter we just discussed. You've a tough schedule ahead of you.
This is Marston calling Judge Augustus. Are you there, Judge?
I'm here, Marston. What do you want?
To move over where I can see you, Judge. That's better. I've waited many years for this pleasure.
What do you want, Marston?
Don't rush me, Judge. You're in no position to give orders now. Remember who's the master.
I know too well, Marston. What is it you want?
I'll make you crawl yet, Judge. I haven't decided what I want, but I just wanted to tell you that when I make up my mind, you will be the first to know.
I'm honored by your attention.
Go ahead. Be sarcastic, Judge. I don't mind. I can afford to be generous. When I'm ready, you'll beg me for mercy. Right now, it suits my plans best to have you cooperate.
I'd sooner die than cooperate with you, Martin.
That's the kind of fool you are. But you're bravery doesn't impress me. You may care little for your own life, but the lives of your friends and the survival of the solar system means more to you than life itself. You're one of those idealistic fools.
Well, I'm still waiting to find out what you want.
Don't be impatient, Judge. You'll find out soon enough what my orders will be. Meanwhile, I've decided that I will clear them through you and that you shall have the responsibility of seeing that they are obeyed. For the moment, I want you to be sure that no hand is raised against me and that no attempt is made to threaten or interfere with my emissaries on the planet. For every attempt to obstruct my will, I will hold you personally responsible. If one of my followers is harmed, 10 of your friends will die. If I'm attacked, I shall wreak my vengeance upon a planet. Yes, Judge, from now on, you shall be the voice of Marston.
You'll forgive me, Marston, if I fail to express enthusiasm.
Express anything you like, Judge Augustus, but you will do as I say, and you had better not forget it.
Will Judge Augustus try to trick Marston? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Trow, the Planet Man.